You've got to tune to 90.3 FM KEXP and streaming worldwide at KEXP.org. I'm Larry Rose and very excited to have Neo live in the KEXP studios.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hey.
Got a couple songs for us?
Yeah, we got a few tunes.
Great. Thank you.
Oh,
matters to you.
Neo live at KEXP. Thank you. Two songs from the new album, For All We Know, your debut full length.
Yes.
Sounded great. Happy and Do You Want Me?
Yeah, those are the tunes.
Those are great. Could you introduce the band?
Oh, I'd love to. My band are amazing musicians from London. This is Andy on guitar. Sure. This is Samson on drums. This is Henry on bass. And this is Joe on keys.
Welcome to KEXP and welcome to Seattle. Is this your first time in Seattle?
This is our first time, yeah.
Great to have you here. all the way from London. I wanted to ask you about your background because you have a very interesting background.
Yeah.
You grew up in a musical family?
I guess like all of my family, we love listening to music.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, like no one else sings or does it as like their profession, but we just used to listen to music all the time, like through every bedroom, living room, kitchen.
Nice.
We didn't go outside and play, we just listened to tunes.
Sure, so you picked up all these influences from the music in your house?
I think so,
cool.
Yeah.
Did I read correctly that you used to listen to pirate radio as a teenager?
I think that everyone did.
Okay.
Like in London or the UK, it's a massive thing, especially for grime music.
Okay.
That it came up on like pirate radio stations because they wouldn't really play it on the main ones. So.
Yeah, sure.
I was probably only about seven at the time, so it was my brothers who were like tuning in.
Right.
And I was just in the corner going, "What is this?" But now I know it was grime and drum and bass and stuff.
Very cool. Wow. Yeah, and that was before the internet was now that we're on the internet, you can listen to us.
That's it, exactly.
Instead of the pirates. I wanted to ask you about, you studied jazz in school?
Yeah, we all did pretty much, yeah.
Okay. And how did you go from studying jazz to doing what you're doing now? How did that transition take place?
Well, I knew I wanted to study jazz because I wanted to be like a better musician.
Yeah.
But when I left jazz school, I kind of wanted to do my own music, work out what I wanted to say with my own voice and my own style. So like I kind of just started writing original music. Jazz kind of comes into it, but yeah. I suppose everything does, as well as funk, as well as R&B, as well as soul. So it's got a little bit of everything.
Sure, sure. And some of it harks back to kind of a 90s sound, but very updated.
I hope so, yeah.
Yeah. You were in a beatbox group for a little while?
I was, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you still beatbox?
I don't know whether to say yes or no. Are you okay. going to make me do it?
Well, no. only if you want to. But I just find that fascinating. They were called the box sets, right?
And that's it, yeah. We started out at jazz school. Just
okay.
kind of a thing we did for like functions and stuff. Just made like music with our mouths.
Nice.
And it was really fun.
Yeah, no, it sounds fun. And then you became a backing vocalist for, you backed Pulp and Jarvis Cocker.
Yeah.
Can't pronounce his name.
It's all right. Jarvis Cocker.
Yeah, thank you. Thank
yeah, you.
You
don't want to say the last word wrong,
yes,
right?
Yeah, that's right. That's where I was going.
we did it a few times, like at Glastonbury, and they had a tour that came up. So it was like three times or something. But I was just kind of what you call a session singer. So just floating around doing backing vocals or like recording adverts or singing in other people's projects and stuff.
Got it. And then you were just ready to do your own thing and started recording. Did you do the recording on your own, like create your beats and at first?
I guess like I kind of just was trying to work out how to produce as well.
Sure.
And so I made like what are called nuggets, and especially when you just jam on your own, you just put out loads of little random ideas like drum beats or bass lines, and then it kind of turns into something. But I had like help from my friends as well, producer friends who like helped me spruce everything up to make it sound a lot better than what I did.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, everything I've heard sounds great. And you were also on the Disclosure album, one of their albums as well,
I was, on the
song Superego.
Yeah.
Cool, yeah. Cool. And then you uploaded So Good to SoundCloud, and that was the first song?
The first song was a tune called Back Porch.
Oh, okay.
And then about 2 weeks later, I put up another tune called So Good.
Got it. Okay. And then it basically started putting out EPs, and you created your own record label.
I did.
Little Tokyo Records.
Little Tokyo.
How did that name come about?
I wanted to call it Little London,
okay.
but that was already taken.
Oh, okay.
So I was trying to find the next coolest word, which I found was Tokyo.
I think that's a great choice. And I think you were in Tokyo not too long ago, right?
You actually know everything about
me. I know everything
me.
About, yes. I've done a lot of research. but I was fascinated because I love Tokyo. And you were in a little club there. And I think you said that you wanted the album to kind of evoke the sound or the feeling of that.
Yeah, I found this amazing bar called Little Soul Cafe. And it was like it looked like a tiny library with loads of vinyl in. And it had lots of old soul records. And then there was this one guy, a man in the bar and the decks. And he was just playing all these rare soul tunes like Barry White, Earth, Wind & Fire. And it was just amazing. And they had a really good whiskey. And I was like, oh, you know, I'd like my record label to be like that without the whiskey.
Sure.
Obviously. But just loads of amazing music, finding amazing musicians.
I will have to find that someday because that sounds amazing. Well, the new album is called For All You Know, named after an old standard. What does that song mean to you?
For All We Know is like my favorite jazz standard sung by my favorite singer, Donny Hathaway. I suppose there's lots of different versions of it, but he's my favorite one.
Okay.
I chose to call it For All We Know because it has a really nice sentiment to the song, which is basically live for today because tomorrow may never come. So I thought that was a nice idea.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great sentiment. Yeah. Well, the new album sounds amazing. And
Thank you.
Neo live at KEXP. I wanted to mention one other thing. I Googled Neo.
Did you find a robot?
Yes, I found a robot in Japan. I also found the National Audit Office, but I want to let you to report to you that you came up at the top of the Google.
Amazing. That took a while.
Well, it's happened now, so congratulations. Great having you here. You got a couple more songs for us.
Yeah, I'm going to play a tune actually called Apple Cherry, which isn't from the album. It's from my second EP called February 15. But I've noticed that people really love this tune and I've never performed it live for like radio.
Wow.
So I'd like to do it for you guys today.
Thank you so much. Special treat.
Yeah.
Neo, live at KEXP.
Trouble, love, come.
Live on KEXP, song called Bad Blood from the latest album, the full debut full length For All We Know. Man, that sounded so great.
Thank you.
And Apple Cherry, thank you for doing that from the February 15th EP. Thank you so much. I know you call your music wonky funk. I think it's a great description, and I think we could all use more wonky funk in our lives. Thank you so much for coming.
No problem at all.
If Nao comes to your town, be sure to go see them.
Yay.
And or see her, and also pick up the new album, For All We Know. Thank you for coming to KEXP.
Thank you for having us.
This is KEXP Seattle.